All right. Hi, everyone. I'm first of all sorry about the delay. Sorry to the FOSDEM organizers for making them look bad. It's all my fault, so you know. I'm also happy that I have a pretty short talk right now because I think we'll still manage on time. And if not, we'll run a little bit over maybe with questions if people have any. So yeah, my name is Eric. I work at Collabora, and I'm going to talk to you about what's happened in the last year of the Zinc project. I'll just start. So 1 year ago, I was here at FOSDEM, and I presented about Zinc. And for those who don't know the Zinc project, it's an OpenGL implementation on top of Vulkan using Mesa 3D and the Gallium interface. What we had was running OpenGL 3.0, or at least exposed that. Turns out after some more test running and stuff, we were kind of far off on a bunch of the details. We were failing a whole lot of Piglet tests, and I don't have the numbers, but it wasn't great, but it was kind of, you know, working for some applications. This fall, Zinc got upstreamed in Mesa and became a part of Mesa 19.3. So it's no longer living in a branch. It's now shipping. It's not compiling by default, but you can enable it the same way as you enable any Gallium drivers. And we've started getting some contributions from other people. So now we're, I think, five people who have contributed to Zinc. I think last year there was two, so this is interesting. And now everything happens upstream and in the upstream issue tracker and stuff like that. So no point in filing issues in my fork any longer. We've sadly had to revert away from the OpenGL 3.0 stuff. So we're now only exposing OpenGL 2.1. There's two major features missing that were in the last prototype that need some re-engineering. So since last year, we've added some, I think, some features that are quite nice. We now properly support control flow in the shaders, so you can do all of your ifs and switches and loops and stuff like that. We properly forward point sizes if they're not written from the vertex shader. We do alpha testing and. Transform feedback and conditional rendering support, because we re-engineered some of the way things are emitted and how Curious worked, because the old thing kind of failed in a lot of cases.